We're joined right now by the president of the UFC, friend of the program, UFC 254, tremendous fight card headlined by Khabib Gaethje tomorrow night. Note the start time, 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. My guest is Dana White. Dana, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good, good. Dana, everybody's been waiting for this fight for a long, long time. The countdown is underway. We're about 25 hours out from the main card. How fired up are you for this particular card?
I'm so pumped for this thing, man. Obviously, we've had an incredible run here on Fight Island, and, you know, we saved the best for last. This thing is indexing off the charts for us, man. It's looking like it's going to be, if you go by the numbers and the stats that we have right now, this thing is definitely doing over a million buys, and it's saying that we should be the biggest pay-per-view ever.
I was just going to say, Dana, in terms of indexing, but I think you answered the question already. So you're looking at over 1 million pay-per-view buys, and this could go down as the biggest one ever. Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are saying that. The problem is that Khabib is so big in Russia and the Muslim countries, and, you know, every time this guy fights, you know, everything goes off the charts. He's broke records on social media. He's the number one downloaded fighter, the number one played fighter on the video game, on our website. He's the number one viewed fighter page. So, you know, he blows all the numbers out of the water. But by pre-buys globally and everything that we're doing with ESPN, this thing is a massive, massive fight for us.
We were talking to Dana White. Enormous fight. Now, Dana, the weigh-in was earlier today, Eastern time. Both fighters did make weight. Khabib looked a little relieved that he made weight. What was the mood like for the weigh-in?
Yeah, no, he's always, you know, the same. You know, he's always got the same personality, the same tone of voice. You know, and I agree. He looked like he was excited to make weight. But I don't know if he had a rough cut or not. I'm hearing from his camp that he did not. But if they did have a rough cut, they wouldn't tell me anyway.
Dana White joining us. I'm sure not. Now, you've been around both fighters at the weigh-in, and they squared off earlier this week before posing for pictures. What is your sense as to the respect that each guy has for the other guy?
Yeah, no, that's been really fun to watch, actually. You know, we go into these fight weeks where guys are screaming and yelling and going at each other and stuff. The level of respect that's been shown between these two guys has been really, really cool. And I think, listen, you know, when they get in there, it's going to be a crazy fight. But the level of respect, I think the fans love that too.
We're talking to Dana White. Now, Dana, Khabib has made the point that everything that's happened in the past 4 months, like, he doesn't need this fight. He's already famous. He's already one of the greatest to ever do it. He's already got all the money he could ever need. He wants to fight, though, because he wants to fight great fights. What does that tell you about Khabib as a person and a competitor?
I love that about him. Undefeated, wants to continue to prove that he's the best, and wants to go down. You know, he's not saying, I want to be known as the most dominant champion of all time, and this is a big night for him tomorrow night, because I truly believe a win makes him the pound for pound best fighter in the world, and he's on his way to GOAT status.
I was going to say, Dana, what about that? What about legacy? For instance, and this is a big if, he's got to get this done, but if he wins tomorrow, that moves him to 29-0. It would give him 12 UFC wins, which puts him in a tie for second most of all time. If he wins that fight, I mean, it might make him the best pound for pound in the sport, but what about his legacy? What about his place in history? Where would a win put him then?
He's definitely the pound for pound if he wins tomorrow, and he's definitely, you know, the greatest 155-pounder ever. And he's on his way to being the greatest mixed martial artist of all time. I mean, the guy is 28-0. He's undefeated. It's just nobody has a record like that. And nobody has been as dominant as he has. You know, he's on his way. And I think he's a couple fights away from people calling him the GOAT.
Khabib and Gaethje coming up. Dana, what about his mindset? Like, you know how very, very close he was to his father, who was more than just that, his father, his mentor, his coach, his best friend. What's your sense as to how he's dealing with that loss?
Yeah, that's tough to call. You know, he's a guy's guy, so he holds everything very close, you know, and doesn't talk about these things. You know, he doesn't get overly emotional one way or the other. So I'm sure he's devastated by it. They were super close. He loved his father very much and respected his father. And there's no doubt that this is a huge factor in the fight tomorrow night.
Dan, I'm not sure that pound for pound there's a more exciting fighter or more explosive guy right now than Gaethje, and his last time out was absolutely amazing. So what would a win over Khabib mean for Justin Gaethje's legacy and his place in history?
It's massive. It's massive for Gaethje. If Gaethje beats Khabib tomorrow night, you know, he stepped up during this pandemic, took a fight when somebody else didn't want it, and got himself into this position, and to come in to Abu Dhabi and beat Khabib here, it's huge. It's massive. It's very, very big for not only his career, you know, but financially and every other way.
Well, and Dan, plus his transformation, right? I mean, take me back a little bit. When Gaethje lost back-to-back fights to Eddie Alvarez and Dustin Poirier, if I told you back then that just over 2 years later he would be fighting Khabib with a chance to win for the lightweight title, if I told you that back then, what would you have said? Did you see this coming at all?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't shock me. We always thought that Gaethje, you know, when Gaethje came into the UFC, he was undefeated too. You know, you got to get here. It's such a different level when you get to the UFC. You got to get here. You got to feel like this is your house. You got to, you know, it takes some time. And no, it wouldn't have shocked me if you told me 2 years later he'd be fighting for the title.
Okay, fair enough. No shock in that. But how different is he as a fighter now as compared to where he was in 2017 and early 2018?
Yeah, no. Listen, you got to give him a ton of respect and credit for that. He definitely went back to the lab and worked on things that he needed to work on, and he looked incredible in the Tony fight. I saw a guy today writing, anybody who judges Gaethje off past fights is out of their mind. The only fight you can judge him on now, when you're breaking down him and Khabib, is the Tony Ferguson fight.
Dana, watching that fight, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, with respect to Gaethje, who I think is amazing, that it was such an amazing performance. It was almost stunning to see how good he looked in that fight. Now, nobody's ever beaten Khabib. Is there a blueprint, Dana, for how to do this? Or is Justin Gaethje going to have to figure out something completely new?
Yeah, there's no blueprint because nobody's ever done it. You know, and I'm going to tell you this, you know, when Dustin Poirier fought Khabib, when the fight was over, he was horrified, and he was basically like, I've never faced anybody like this before, ever.
Yeah, that's come from Poirier. What about Khabib now? Has he ever faced anybody quite like Gaethje?
That's the thing. The reason this is a big fight, too, is a lot of people believe that Gaethje has the style to beat him. Obviously, he has dynamite in both hands. When he hits people, they go. And he has what you would call MMA style wrestling. It's, you know, it's suited to the sport. Not just like, oh, this guy was a D1 wrestler or whatever. He's actually got the type of wrestling that works in a fight.
No, I think that's key. I think some people tend to overlook that. All right, so the co-main event, Dana, before you go, is Robert Whittaker and Jared Cannonier. Cannonier is number one versus number two in the middleweight division, that matchup itself. How big of a fight is that?
Jim, it doesn't get any better. You got Robert Whittaker, number one, versus Cannonier, number two, to find out who goes after the wild man Adesanya next. You know what I mean? Adesanya's on a tear. Another guy undefeated. And number one versus number two to find out who takes on the champ. And both of these guys love to stand up and bang. It's going to be interesting. Cannonier has been working a lot on his takedown defense. He's gotten really good. But Robert Whittaker actually could have wrestled in the Olympics for Australia. So does this stay on its feet? Does it go to the ground? Can Whittaker take him to the ground if Cannonier starts lighting him up? It's a fun fight.
It's another great fight. Really quickly, Dana, Conor McGregor tweeted that he accepted the Poirier fight on January 23rd, and he wants to see the fight at Cowboy Stadium. Can you tell me, where do things stand with that fight in terms of the paperwork? Has that been signed yet? Where does that fight stand?
No, the paperwork has not been signed. No contracts are signed for the Conor Poirier fight. You know, I don't see it happen at Dallas, Texas Stadium. We've been talking to those guys for a while. I mean, it's all going to, I'm looking at this Saturday. I don't know what's going to happen after Saturday. We got this, you know, we'll see how this year ends in the nuttiest year of all time. And who knows if we'll even have fans back in the United States by then. So it's something I'm not even thinking about. If we get the fight done, now is the time that I have to start looking at where we do it. And so we would have that locked up way early before, you know, any of these stadiums are going to open to everybody.
What do you think, Dan? If you had to guess, is there any way even to project or guess when you might have fans back in the arena?
Listen, Abu Dhabi Fight Island is the new fight capital of the world right now. And if anything, I would believe that they've got stuff so dialed in over here that they'll be the first to have fans back.
All right, Dan, one last thought. I know you're thinking about Saturday, but I have to ask you about our guy, Khamzat Chimaev. When is he fighting again? Because, Dana, he's looking to fight everybody on Twitter right now. When does he get an actual fight again?
So we just got a deal done yesterday for Leon Edwards versus Chimaev. They will fight. It will be a great fight. And he can stop calling everybody out on Twitter now. He's got an opponent.
For those, okay, that's good to know. When and where is that going to happen?
I don't know yet. I'll figure that out when I get home.
And then finally, for those who have not seen Chimaev, what are they missing? What is his upside? How has he separated himself already?
Well, let me tell you what. This guy fought on Fight Island, went in there and absolutely destroyed a really good prospect. And then he got on the mic and said, I want to fight again next week. And then after he did that, he came out and came up and he said, I'm dead serious. I want to fight again next week. And I said, done. I'll do it. We get him another fight. He destroys another really good prospect. Easily. So then he says he wants to fight again next week. And I said, wait a minute, let's wait till you get home. So we end up getting a fight against a very, very tough vet. He goes in and crushes him with one punch. And he's a weight class higher than Chimaev is. Crushes him with one punch knockout. And, you know, this guy had 30,000 followers in his first fight. He has almost 1 million followers now. This kid's one fight away from being a massive superstar. If he can beat Leon Edwards, he's going to be a massive superstar in the UFC.
He's almost like, and I don't want to compare anybody to Khabib because there's only Khabib. He's one of one. He's almost like an angry Khabib, right?
Yeah, he's an angry Khabib. That's funny. Yeah, that's a good. He's not, though. He's actually a nice guy. He just, I would say he's a super confident Khabib, man. This guy wants to fight everybody, anybody. He doesn't care. He'll move up one weight class, two weight classes. And when you're a fight fan, those type of guys are fun. You love guys that want to fight like that. You love guys that want to take on the absolute best in the world in different weight classes. Or you're the guy that wants to see a guy like that lose. So it's good in every way, shape, and form.
And when you're UFC president, you love a guy like that anytime, anywhere. I bet that guy would fight every single day if you let him. He is UFC president. UFC 254 is going to be enormous. Dana White says it might be the biggest pay-per-view of all time. You've got Khabib, Gaethje tomorrow. There's more to it than just that card. Dana, really quickly, it's got a really unusual start time. What time does this go off?
Yeah, so it starts at 2 o'clock on the East Coast. 2 o'clock on the East Coast. We've been doing the same time for 20 years, so it's hard to get people to remember when you change the date. But 2 o'clock on the East Coast.
2 p.m. Eastern
on ESPN2 and ESPN+. Plus.
Got it. 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN2, ESPN+. Plus. Dana White, UFC president. Dana, really appreciate you coming on the day before the fight. Have an amazing weekend. I know it's going to be great, and it's always good to have you on, Dana. Thanks so much.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Dana. Dana White. He's hyped. And it's genuine, too. Like, Dana's got to do business. Dana's got to push things. But to Dana's point, hey, listen, this one's selling itself. This could go down as the biggest pay-per-view ever. Over 1 million buys. Khabib, Gaethje, UFC 254. The big head, James Kelly, and I will talk about that at the top of the hour.